Welcome to Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot, your daily dose of the latest in cryptocurrency news, market insights, and blockchain trends. Let's get started. Today, markets are pulsing with innovation as Ripple's RLUSD stablecoin debuts on a tokenization platform supported by major players like BlackRock and VanEck. This development streamlines the redemption of shares in tokenized money market funds for institutional investors. Meanwhile, silver, platinum, and other precious metals are stealing the spotlight, outperforming Bitcoin's modest 20% rise this year and prompting a rethinking of safe haven strategies. In institutional news, Morgan Stanley is set to power crypto trading on its E-Trade platform in the first half of 2026, offering Bitcoin, Ethereum, and Solana. This move, bolstered by robust funding rounds for infrastructure firms such as ZeroHash, marks a pivotal step in traditional finance embracing digital assets. Regulatory shifts are also on the horizon. SEC Chair Paul Atkins is championing an initiative dubbed Project Crypto to introduce an innovation exemption for select digital assets by year's end. At the same time, Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell has cut rates, citing a weakening labor market and a challenging economic environment that could ripple through crypto markets. On the tech front, Ethereum founder Vitalik Buterin endorsed Coinbase's Base, a Layer 2 solution that smartly balances user-friendly improvements with decentralized security. Researchers are even exploring the use of robot swarms to solve blockchain oracle challenges, a promising approach to ensuring reliable, real-world data feeds in smart contracts. Investor sentiment remains mixed. Bitcoin and Ethereum ETFs experienced outflows totaling nearly $439 million, driven by short-term profit-taking. Yet options traders and market analysts remain cautiously optimistic, as evidenced by Aster Token's explosive 47% surge and a healthy reset in Bitcoin futures with a $1.25 billion liquidity flush. Global dynamics add further intrigue. Trading volumes in the Asia-Pacific region have surged, contributing to impressive returns and an eastward liquidity shift that may help fuel the next bull phase. Other headline stories include Tether's ambitious bid for a $500 billion valuation through a potential $20 billion raise, and ongoing legal challenges stemming from the FTX debacle. It all feels a bit like those iconic arcade adventures of the 80s, where bold moves and unexpected twists sparked revolutionary change. That's a wrap for today's edition of Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot. We hope you're feeling more informed and ready to navigate the cryptoverse. Until next time, keep your digital wallets ready. This podcast is automated by artificial intelligence and is for information purposes only. Nothing stated constitutes legal, tax, investment, or financial advice.